Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to Pomp and Joe. Pomp is having a wonderful day, from what I can gather. Limits is still glowing from last night's steak dinner. And I was only kidding, Bob. They didn't bring over the crayons or anything like that, and he didn't get... He didn't get a juice box.
They could have done that, and that's okay. Sometimes you need to be distracted every now and then to enjoy the ambiance.
He was at the height of his powers, Limits, with his prom. Was it, you wore this one for the prom or for graduation, Limits?
I think graduation.
The jacket.
It might have honestly been both. I think it was. For whatever reason, it still fits me so well. I do need to get a new suit, though, because this one is old, and I've had it for a while. So
I'm just astounded that 73,000 people have viewed our photo, me, you, and Donnie football at the steakhouse. It was just a simple photo, Bob.
Simple. I think food does that. You guys are out there. It's a nice, thing by you to pay up on your bet. All that stuff,
yeah,
factors in.
I thought a good time was had by all. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And Bob, forget the draft for a minute. I think it's more appropriate for me to ask you and Limits a series of pertinent Pittsburgh sports questions.
Okay.
It'd be nice if I could get Limits' attention since he's on a live radio show. Would you agree with that, Bob?
He's being distracted by somebody in there. I don't know who's in there.
Unless it's a boss, then it's not good enough.
It's Jeff, very important man. He's telling me about some plans for the week with what's going on with the Penguins.
Ah, yes. Very interesting.
Say hello to the guys, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi,
How
Jeff.
Are you?
Hello, boys. How are you? Hey, I got some really good news. Chris Letang was around today.
Oh, good.
And he's doing well. He's, he's sore, but he's recovering.
That is great to hear.
Yeah.
And that's where we were talking about that in the 10 o'clock hour. Chris Letang, if you haven't heard out there, surgery to repair a hole in his heart, 4 to 6 weeks. Everything this guy has dealt with. And that's great to hear that he was at the facility.
And how about this, Joe? Remember a couple decades ago when his best friend died in that motorcycle accident when he was young?
Luke.
Like all of that stuff that he's dealt with.
Yeah, I forgot about that, but you're right. That was a tough thing for him.
Bordone, I think it was. Luke Bordone, his friend from junior hockey. I remember doing a story about that. And when Letang scored that critical goal in game 3 in 09 against the Capitals when they were down 2-0, he said that he was moved by the spirit of his friend. It was just an incredible story. I love Chris Letang. I don't claim to know him very well, but used to talk to him in that locker room, and then when I say that, I mean just as an athlete and his perseverance and the passion he brings to his work.
I mean, the guy's a workaholic. He's a story of persistence, determination, and ability to overcome. And he's done all of that with all the stuff he's faced. And
yeah,
I just bring up the question of, at some point you have to, you know, look at it from a family point of view and say to yourself, how much, and I'm sure he's being told there's no risk for him to play again. He can go out there and do it. But I also know that, you know, you get to a point in your life where you're going to find out you still have 50 years of living to do.
Well,
and
here's
you don't
want
to jeopardize it in any way. Not suggesting that would happen.
Yeah, it's tricky, I think, because Ron and I used to talk about this, and I would raise sort of, I don't know if it's a counterpoint, but just a different point, like how much of maintaining his incredible conditioning and all that is actually helpful to him. You know what I mean?
Right.
Want to continue if you've gone through
but
these
But he would
issues?
Do that even if he didn't play, I'm sure. He'd keep himself in great shape.
Yeah, yeah. Jeff?
Those workouts are insane is a great word for it.
Yeah.
I mean, he works as hard as anybody in any sport in the off season. I mean, people want to go train with him so they can try to see some of those results.
Matt Wenzel from the Post-Gazette went and visited him in Montreal and went through his just punishing workout that he does there every single day.
And it's funny, Letang, I remember when he first came up back before there was the fan. And at KDKAAM, there was an office employee, and she saw his picture and went, "Who's that?" Remember, he was the heartthrob when he came up.
Oh, yeah. And I also remember, what was he, a third-round pick by Greg Malone and Craig Patrick and those guys. When they made the run to the finals in 08, he was still, you know, wasn't one of their top two or three defensemen then, but he was playing. And I remember Scotty Bowman in Detroit talking with him in the press box. He said, 58, going to be a really good player. And I thought, that's all I need to know.
It didn't have
this
the greatest
shot,
but man, he flew.
Yeah.
I mean, just absolutely flew up and down the ice.
How are you, Jeff?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Are you sticking with us here?
I just decided I would come in. I was talking to Limits about a locker clean-out day coming up and stuff like that. And
what do you think the story of this Penguin season is?
Ultimately, disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
I think by watching Washington and seeing a couple of these young guys at least be able to hold their own, hopefully it turned to a story of here's our path. Here's what we can do. And now it's a matter of unloading a couple of contracts so you can have the salary cap room to be able to make those type of moves. But I like all the picks they have from a collateral standpoint. You probably have to package one if you're going to move Ajari or two to be able to get rid of him. But
do you think they feel like that's the way they're going to go? I mean, he's kind of rejuvenated himself, which has also helped their leverage in doing what you just described. Or do they believe, okay, we're going to double down. That's a good price for a guy who could be good, and we think he can be again.
They love Sergei Mirishkov.
Yeah.
I mean,
but is he ready to step right in and do this?
No, and there's probably a cautionary tale from what we saw from Blomqvist coming up, but they really like their depth at goaltender, and I think they're willing to, if they can have a guy like a Djelkovic, and then whether that's Mirishkov or they feel good about a rejuvenated Blomqvist, whatever, I think they would prefer to go in with that combination into the offseason, especially if for some way you could keep that salary cap room in a deal.
Yeah.
And now you could spend that on a few other younger forwards.
Yeah. And the Capitals also went with a younger coach, a different voice, a defensive-minded coach. Mike Sullivan, to me, it's very much like the Mike Tomlin situation. Obviously, he's a good coach. Is he still the right coach here? I mean, this just gets old when his constant message is about puck management, and their puck management is horrible, and that has nothing to do with talent. He preaches preventing goals and playing, being dedicated to defense, and they're a horrible defensive team. He preaches being hard to play against. Every year, they're really easy to play against. Something's not matching up anymore for a long time with the Sullivan message and the way they play. Don't think it has a lot to do with talent either.
If the personnel stayed pretty much the same, is that going to change with a different coach?
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Like,
I do think that person is
intense. Carlson going to be a defensively responsible.
Is it hard to change it? I think no matter what you're saying, it's hard to change those guys. They play the way they're going to play.
But wasn't the story of Sullivan when he came here that he did change the stars? That he got them to just play?
I think what he did mostly was just accelerate the gas pedal. He made them play a very fast brand of hockey that nobody could compete with. Play their game, as he always says. Play your game. Get into the zone. Keep the puck in the zone. Your best defense is keeping the puck in the zone. The problem is, a lot of these guys, that's still their nature. And if you gamble too much, which, you know, guys like Letang and Carlson can do, a lot of times to a positive result, Jeff, but there are times when it's the wrong thing to do, and it leads to breakdowns.
But, Joe, to your point, I understand exactly what you're saying, that he's preached a message, and even in the last game, like, maybe you can understand in game 81, them just kind of like, okay, I see the season's over.
Yeah.
But there were so many times during the year where they just made those mistakes that he preaches against. And
last year and the year before.
Is it just that they're older guys that can't change their ways, or younger guys that are just making early career mistakes, or is it
I don't know.
But who are making the lion's share of mistakes?
I don't know, but what he's preaching, they ain't doing and haven't for a long time. In fact, it's the polar opposite of what he wants them to do is what they do as a team. Sure, there's individual exceptions either way, but they're a horrible defensive team.
I think my biggest criticism of him over the last few years is I think he's stubbornly tried to put a square peg into a round hole. Like, he's still trying to play this, we can still play, we're still fast. No, you're not. Not compared to most of the teams in your division, let alone in the league. That's my biggest overall criticism of him is he didn't adapt to what they have.
Let me ask you guys a question on another coach/manager in town. Pirates are sitting here at 6-12. I'm not interested in what we all think about how much Derek Shelton's responsible or not responsible for this mess. What I am asking you is they're 6-12. This homestand has 5 more games, I believe. If they're sitting here at 8-15, if they go 2-3 the rest, or 7-16, or God forbid, but entirely possible, 6-17, is that it for Derek Shelton at the end of this homestand? Do you believe?
No, I don't. Not because I don't think a move should be made, because I think at some point, whether the guy can manage or not, or whether it's his fault or not, you have to make a move. You have to do something different.
But you don't think Bob Dunning will?
You don't get the sense. And I was talking to Zangrilli about this yesterday. And it's like, you get that sense that he's going to get like a third of the season. Like they're going to be patient. Like, hey, it's 18 games. There's 162.
Yeah.
Like,
I disagree,
Bob. We're missing our first baseman. We're missing our second baseman.
Yeah.
Jared Jones, Bednar, you know, Holderman. Like, let's.
I disagree. Although I don't have any hard and fast information. I think that they'll be looking for a scapegoat of sorts. And I think that it's the easy move to make. And therefore, Bob Nutting will be finally inclined to make it. If they're sitting here after this homestand at 7-16, I think you'll see a new manager on the road. That's just a hunch.
Should it be a package deal? Or just
it should, but it wouldn't be. It should.
I mean,
do you think, Bob, do you think it will happen?
Very, very much involved in the blame game here, and starting with Bob Nutting, but he's not going to fire himself, of course. So those two guys have principally put them in this position 6 years into it. My gut tells me they won't do it anytime soon. It would depend on how things go after the first month of the season into the second, and if it really gets bad, then. But even then, what are you going to do? You're going to have Don Kelly be your bench coach or your manager in a room?
For sure.
What does that do? His hands are strapped, too.
Different question, though, and I agree with you on that. I don't think it would do much good, but I'm just asking, do you think it will happen?
It's funny we were talking Sullivan, because sitting in the post game yesterday with Shelton, when he was saying that, we've got to be more aggressive. Like, we were aggressive on Monday, and then we let too many fastballs just go right by. And I'm thinking, well, what's the accountability for these guys if they don't do it?
Right.
And it's not like you can bring up a whole new roster, but, like, what are you doing to change that?
What are you
narrative?
Doing with the guys on hand?
Or is it just that the guys on hand are either too set in their ways with the older guys or just not good enough to be there
right.
with the younger guys?
How about you, just twin
baby? Emmanuel Valdez is your first baseman.
And your cleanup hitter.
At least
hitter.
For one game, then they switches.
They're sitting
game.
Here at 8-15 or 7-16 at the end of this homestand. Is a move made or no?
8-15, no. 8-17, no. I think at some point it's going to be coming just because we're getting to the point where I think that they understand internally with Skeens especially, that their window is short and they have to maximize it as much as possible. And I think that Nutting is also starting to get very frustrated with everything off the field that might impact the decision that he makes in terms of decision-making as well with Shelton. So I think it could be around June, but no, in the next week or so, I don't see it.
Zangrilli tells us on his shows that Bob Nutting is none too pleased right now. And I just have a feeling something's coming. I just have that feeling. Anyway, Limits, tell people who's coming up next year.
Yes, we have a man named Nico who participated in the drive, chip, and putt competition. I shouldn't say man. He's a boy, but I wanted to be nice. Because this is a part of the Nationwide Youth Golf Development Initiative for boys and girls age 7 to 15. And he participated in the drive, chip, and putt competition at Augusta National.
Oh.
And he previously did in 2022 as well.
Jeff, always depressing when 12-year-olds outplay us, isn't it?
Very much so. Yeah. Very much
Nico
so.
Was
unless
a
10-year-old
the first time down. He was 10 back then, I think, or 9. I don't know what he would have been, 9 or 10 years old the first time he went down there and did pretty well.
Well, we'll talk to him next. I'm very interested to hear his story. Jeff, thanks for coming in.
Do you think he goes to a first tee and that guys look at a kid and he's a, hey, you want to put like 50 on this hole?
A ringer.
He could be a hustler.
Boom.
I bet he drives it accurately.
Certainly enjoy that interview. I look forward to listening
to
that.
Thanks, man.
He almost birdied. And Rich did a piece on him at our station at KDK-TV. He almost birdied number 15 at Diamond Run, where I think he plays a lot.
What?
So drive, whatever he hit in, had a good putt, just missed it, took par. Now, you know what I'm talking about.
It's one of the hardest par fours
where they got that lake down there to the left.
Right.
You got to put that drive in the right spot.
That lake has many golf balls hit by me in it.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.